Locals only on News Talk 1590 KVTA. Get ready for this year's Ojai Wine Festival at Lake Casitas. To tell us all about it, please welcome the executive director of the Ojai Wine Festival, Angela May. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I am good. This is always such a fun event. One year I actually brought like a wine tasting primer with me, and you know, it's like the light versions versus the this versus the fruity versus the that, and I was going, and it was a learning experience because it made it taste better. I don't know how to explain it. So.
Well, I think that's a great idea.
Thank you. It was fun. So now let's back up and talk about the Ojai Wine Festival. How long have you been doing this?
Over 12 years.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That's so neat.
Yeah.
And let's see, the Ojai Wine Festival, what can some folks expect? Because it's more than wine, right?
Yes, it is more than wine. We have beer there this year. We've had beer there every year, but we've really expanded the area, so I'm very excited about the beer garden.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, we have over 35 different beers to choose from to taste.
Wow.
A lot of local ones from California, which is really nice to have our locals there.
Yeah.
And we also have some international beers as well, and some nice domestic beers. Yeah.
Now, that is bigger because I think for a couple of years there were only like five or six beers. It was the one.
It was more pared down, but we're craft beer is up and coming.
Yeah.
And it's just more and more popular, and we felt that we needed to have that at our event. And Pacific Beverage, along with Giordano's, has really helped us pick out some great, great craft brews to choose from.
Well, I was going to ask about how you decide who's going to be at the festival. I mean, because the space is only so big. I mean, it's a huge space, but I mean, there's so many to choose from. How do you narrow it down?
Well, it's hard, but we go out and taste and try and pick out what we like, and we look at marketing and what's out there and what people are talking about, social media, and that's really helpful.
Oh, that's neat. I know there was one guy you had on a couple years ago. I actually searched him out and bought wine from him because it was this incredible blend I'd never tasted, and somebody in Camarillo, and I'm blanking on the name, but they were fabulous. And then I was also really surprised there was a winery, and they were like, yeah, we're in Santa Paula. I was like, really?
Yeah.
And
it
just blew me away at how great they were. I mean, up there with some of the foo-foo-y names, you know, from up north.
Yeah, we have some fabulous local wineries.
Yeah.
It's fantastic
amazing.
Wineries.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Now, this year, what's new and different?
Well, our VIP lounge has been expanded, so we're very excited about that. The canopy is larger, and it's completely open to the lake, so you can see the view of the lake through all the area.
Oh, neat.
The patio has been expanded as well. We've added more tables and 100 more seats, so I'm happy about that.
Oh, yeah.
We have BJ's from Brewhouse. Restaurant. They're coming this year. That's new. And Mandala Restaurant from Ojai is coming. That's new. We still have Sakura and La Puebla Tavola and Bella Aroma Cakes, which she has fabulous desserts.
Really? Bella Aroma?
Yes. What a pretty name.
Yeah, really.
It's Ellen Sherwood. She's fantastic.
Cool.
Now, also have spirits in there. The spirits I'm really excited about. Deer Lodge paired up with Cutler Artisan Spirits out of Santa Barbara.
Okay.
And they're going to be pouring a Bloody Mary and a mule. This special mix is from Deer Lodge. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Cutler Spirits is using their vodka and gin.
Ooh, yummy.
And they're also serving an apple pie liqueur, and they have a bourbon and a whiskey. And we also have tequila.
That's hot.
Tequila Los Tres Toños and Mezcal Noche and Bascal Mezcal Joven.
Say that 10 times faster. Right?
Yeah. So we're really, we have a nice, well-rounded selection in there of spirits. We have the beer, which is Stella Artois, Leff and Hoegaarden on draft. And they give you the special souvenir glass to go with it.
Oh, neat.
Which is really fun. And then we have some fabulous wineries. I'm really excited. We have Gainey Vineyards, which is really prime winery.
Okay.
Zacha Mesa, an iconic winery. They're known for their reds, and they make an excellent Viognier I just love.
Ooh.
And then we have End of the Road Winery from Ojai, which is very limited wines.
Wow.
Highly rated. Last year they came to our event, and we have a wine judging, and last year they won more awards than any other winery at the event.
Really? And what's their name?
End of the Road Winery.
End of the Road. See, I haven't even started drinking yet, and I think it's End of the Road Winery. Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Now, the listing of wineries, because we've really run through just like a fraction of the folks who are going to be there, can we find all this on the website?
Yes.
Okay, because we're going to talk about the
Wine
website.
Festival. Yeah, OhaiWineFestival.com is
perfect.
The website, and it's laid out great. Tabs for everything, breweries, wineries, vendors, VIP lounge, where to buy tickets, how do I get there? It's all there.
Now, do you have a shuttle? Because I know there's the whole drinking and driving
thing. Yes, we do. Roadrunner Shuttle is our sponsor.
Nice.
And so they have a free shuttle from Ojai that runs on the half hour.
Oh, cool.
All through the event, which is really nice, and it takes you back into Ojai. And if you don't want to do that, you can purchase a discounted shuttle ticket from them online at roadrunnershuttle.com.
Oh, cool.
There's a special page just for the Ojai Wine Festival.
Nice.
And there's several locations throughout Ventura and Oxnard that you can get a shuttle from. And then you can also call them for a personal pickup.
Wow.
If you live in Oakview or Ojai and get picked up.
Roadrunner Shuttle rocks.
Yeah.
If I had a bell, I would ding it right now. The Ojai Wine Festival, it's attached to one of the Rotaries. So let's give them a plug, because Rotary does so much.
Yes,
especially around here. So which Rotary?
It's the Rotary Club of Ojai West.
Okay.
And it's their foundation that runs the Ojai Wine Festival.
Neat.
So all the funds, every single dollar that we make from this event goes into that foundation, and then it goes into grants. And then through the club, they give away monies to things that are needed in the community as well as internationally.
Oh, wow. Now, I know that over the years, because we live up in Ojai, and my kids would come home with dictionaries and school supplies and stuff like that. We still have a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
So thank you, Rotary. So,
oh, you're welcome.
So it is appreciated, and they use the stuff that you guys or the Rotary gives to the classrooms. It stays around and it lasts.
It does. Yes.
I mean, my kids,
our dictionary project's really important. I think every third grader in Ojai gets a dictionary to keep.
And my daughter is going into senior year of high school, and I know she still uses the protractors and she's got the dictionary in her room, and so it lasts. It stays.
It does last. Yeah.
So this is money well spent at the Ojai Wine Festival. Not only do you get to taste new wineries, maybe because it's a little hard to travel to all these different wineries. They're coming to you, and then you can plan a trip to wherever, to Napa, to Santa Paula, wherever you want to go.
Yes,
or Santa Barbara, and do a little wine tasting. But you can do it all here in Ojai. And then kids, they have there's the floating classroom we're going to talk about, the youth programs that we just talked about, some of them with the coming into school. Now, the Ojai Wine Festival, it's when? So we haven't really talked about when.
No, we haven't.
Okay.
It's on Sunday, June 11th at Lake Casitas from 11:30 a.m. is VIP entry.
Okay.
Noon is general admission entry, and it runs until 4 p.m. And the band plays until 4:30, so you can still stay and dance and have fun. Area 51 out of Santa Barbara, number one dance band in Santa Barbara.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, they're going to be a lot of fun.
That is so much fun. Do you guys have the parquet dance floor?
Yes, we do.
Nice.
Right on the lakefront. So fun.
All right, good times. I know there was a Beatles tribute band one time, and the Captain Cardiac.
Yeah, we used to have them.
Yeah, he was... Oh, God, there's so bad. So it's Area 51.
Area 51.
That's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
And the ticket info. Now, you mentioned the VIP tent. Now, what's the difference in tickets?
VIP tickets are $120.
Okay.
And then on event day, they'll be $150.
Okay.
And we have non-drink VIP tickets for $60. There are $75 on event day.
Nice.
General admission is $55 currently. It'll be $60 on event day.
Okay.
And non-drink tickets will be available event day only for $25.
Wow.
Children 12 and under are free with a paid adult.
Okay. So it's not a 21 and over event for folks who've never been.
Oh, cool. Yes.
Okay.
So you can bring your kids. There is actually a playground right there at the event site that they can play on. So it's kind of nice.
Now, we did mention the Roadrunner shuttle.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to park elsewhere and shuttle in. Now, there is parking on site?
There is parking on site.
Okay.
Yes, a $5 parking fee.
Okay.
Gotcha. And it's directly across from the event site. It's not too far to walk.
Oh, how neat.
And we do have handicap parking available.
Okay. Now, what about bringing in coolers? Because it is a wine festival, and there are vendors there selling. And you usually have some food trucks there as well. Now, can people bring stuff in, or do you prefer
They can bring a picnic basket in a cooler with non-alcoholic beverages if they want.
Okay.
We do have free Hubert's lemonade. Alkaline 88 waters, Jarritos, and sparkling ice waters there. So especially for non-drinkers, those are all free.
Oh, great.
To anyone at the event.
Oh, cool.
And then we also have, they can bring picnic basket in if they like. But I have to say, we have an excellent selection of restaurants there, and their food is amazing, and it's very inexpensive. It's reasonably priced, it's very convenient, because then you don't have to haul that big cooler in.
Exactly. And you don't have to remember, okay, who put this and where's the forks and how do you, clean up your garbage and that.
Yeah,
kind
and you
of
can
stuff.
Bring your chairs in, a blanket, just sprawl out on the grass, listen to the music, and enjoy the day at the lake. It's a great event.
Now, there's also art vendors. We got to mention them, Angela.
Yes, the craft vendors. We have some fabulous places to visit. Lots of specialty items that are wine and beer related, clothing, jewelry. Food, gourmet foods, there's one that's like a chocolate syrup thing that you can dip, and there's olive oils and flavored balsamic vinegars.
Yum.
Yeah, there's a lot of really nice
So vendors. Maybe you want to stop at Vaughn's on the way in, grab yourself a couple of loaves of French bread, use your coupon, whatever, and save your money. Bring it in, and then you just go buy snacks.
Yeah.
At the event and have your little glass of wine. You know what's funny, Angela, is we're talking with Angela May, who's the executive director of the Ojai Wine Festival here on KVT. I should mention that. People had these little things around their neck to carry their glasses, which was really cool, And it was like, so you've got hands-free so you can shop, you can snack, and you've got your little glass. Because that's one of the things is like you put your glass down, it's like, where'd it go? This is what you have.
You can actually get your glass hand carved for free. Engraved at a Total Diva Designs. She's one of our sponsors.
Oh, how very cool.
Yeah, so you can get your name on there and then you don't have to worry about, well, whose glass is whose?
That's right. Now, the Ojai Wine Festival, again, is coming up on Sunday, June 11th from noon to 4 at Lake Casitas Recreation Area, which is really pretty. I think there's a little more water in there this year.
Yes, there is. There is a little more water.
Which is always a nice thing. So you can see it's a learning experience also. Not only are you learning about the wines and what the Rotary does, you're also learning about how the drought really has hit. Because the water used to come all the way up to a certain point, and now it's kind of receded a little bit, but not as bad as it was during the height of the drought.
That's true.
Which is
cool. It's improved, and it's still pretty.
Yes,
it's still really pretty there.
And the breeze, that's the other thing. You're standing there and you're driving through Ojai and it can get a little toasty, but when you're at the lake, I mean, there's this phenomenal breeze.
It is
lovely. So pretty.
Yeah, and the weather is looking like it's going to be a perfect day. It's going to be about 78 degrees and sunny.
Oh, even better.
I know.
There you go.
Yeah.
So So it's the 31st annual Ojai Wine Festival, and it's again brought to you by the Ojai Rotary
West.
Ojai Rotary West, mm-hmm. and the money goes to the foundation, which helps folks here and internationally, because the Rotary does a lot of great work around the world.
Yes, they do.
So
yeah,
this is really cool. Now, if people want to help out, maybe be a sponsor with the wine festival mm-hmm. next year, or you know, invite you out for a tasting to get into the, you know, the lineup next year, how do they do that, Angela?
They can contact me through the website at ojaiwinefestival.com.
Okay.
Or they can email me at ojaiwinefestival@gmail.com.
Cool.
And either way works. There are links on the website on certain pages of the website that tell you how to get in contact with us, or they just click on it and then write an email.
Nice.
So it's very convenient.
Cool. Have you guys thought of doing an Oktoberfest?
With all the we did do an Oktoberfest once, but it didn't go over very well. We might end up doing one in a couple years.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah.
All righty then. Well, thank you so much, Angela May, Executive Director, Ojai Wine Festival. Get your tickets now. It's an all-ages event, and they have non-drinker tickets, which I didn't realize you had. So, see, it's a learning experience all the way around.
Got something for everybody.
There you go.
There's even group tickets.
Really?
10 or more, you get 10% off. 20 or more, you get 20% off.
Oh, cool. So make it a party. There you go. You get your Roadrunner shell, you get your pickup, and there you go. Maybe I would book a room somewhere now. Just spend the whole weekend. Why not? OhaiWineFestival.com. Thank you so much, Angela.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me.
Yay. And I do apologize.